When we manage on the basis of population. And what we want to know is where our population boundaries are. What we've done is we've gone on through and genetically fingerprinted a lot of moose in a lot of different areas throughout Southeast Alaska to figure out, you know, where one population ends and the next one begins. How many moose move between our different moose populations? How different they are from each other? And as an interesting side effect from this, we get a lot of other interesting information about how moose colonize new areas.
How many distinct populations are there of moose in Southeast?
I can't answer that question because there's quite a few areas where it's hard to know whether or not there's moose because the Southeast has nice tall vegetation that blocks aerial surveys in a lot of areas. And so there are some areas where moose are sporadically reported, but we're not sure whether it's a breeding population or dispersing individuals. We definitely know there's at least, depending on how you define Southeast Alaska, there's at least 13 or 14 moose populations throughout Southeast Alaska at the moment.
So when you say a population, are we talking like, for instance, there's a population in the Stikeen area, there's a population on Kuprinoff Island, and is that kind of how you distinguish those sorts of things by sort of land boundaries, or is it purely genetic, actually, samples in terms of their population?
Well, it could be that the moose are confined to an area and don't move between, say, Kuprinoff and the Stikeen, but that's actually not what we find in Southeast Alaska. We find that our geographic areas tend to very well correspond to moose populations, whereas up here in interior Alaska, you can have vast distances and all the moose being one interbreeding population that increases and decreases due to their own reproduction.
So are the Southeast populations, then each one is distinct genetically?
They're all distinct from each other genetically, and they're more distinct from each other genetically than interior Alaska moose populations are. What we find is the same amount of genetic differentiation that we see across 300 kilometers, say from the Tetlin area to Yakutat. We see them about 35 kilometers, like from Gustavus to St. James Bay. It's quite extreme down here.
How did you gather the genetic information?
Some of it was we went out, and when we can, we captured and we collect little bits of blood and put collars on them and let them go back on the landscape. These are all cows. But others, hunters turned in samples, sometimes part of regular collection efforts, and sometimes they just bring them by and ask the area biologists, hey, do you want some? And through a combination of those, we managed to gather all these samples throughout Southeast Alaska. In Kuprinoff, Mitkoff, Stikeen, and Thomas Bay, Joni Johnson over there at the school and some of her students were quite instrumental in gathering together a lot of samples from hunters.
Joni is, for folks who don't know, is a science teacher at the high school here, and they helped you gather information. And what would you say was one of the top things you think you learned, kind of, at least in this area?
How few moose are responsible for founding new populations? Just for example, the Kotzikin River is across from Haines. And we calculate as few as three or four moose could be responsible for all the genes we see in there. That could be as little as, a pregnant cow with two, twin calves at heel. That's a very small number that can be responsible for founding an entire population.
Will you be elaborating on some of these things we just touched on as a part of your presentation coming up in Petersburg?
Yeah, what I'd like to go over for the library presentation is how moose colonized first North America and then Southeast Alaska. That happened very recently. And then what the genetics from Petersburg area and the rest of Southeast tells us about how moose colonized new areas.
How recently did moose colonize Southeast Alaska from your understanding or your research?
Very recently. So the exact date of the first moose is hard to pin down. There are some photos that suggest around 1899, someone picked up a moose as he was steaming up the Skagway and hooked up a little buggy to it as sort of a distraction for miners. But there's also the first recorded instance of moose being in the Stikeen and the Taku River around 1910. That's plus or minus 3 years. It's really hard to pin down exact dates.
These are historic anecdotal reports, basically?
Yeah, these are reports from trapper diaries, from miners, from stories that were passed down.
So is that generally kind of the conventional wisdom that basically the moose, or generally accepted that moose didn't actually start moving into southeast Alaska until somehow in the late 1800s, early 1900s?
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus opinion. We don't find moose remains before that period. And moose began spreading out of eastern British Columbia shortly before that period. There weren't a lot of moose in western British Columbia before then. And so that coincides nicely.